KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. At 9.5 minutes past 8, we have clear to partly cloudy skies and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 81, winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department reports three people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday. Authorities say 39-year-old Amanda M. Nelson of Creston was arrested at her residence on a charge of theft in the third degree. She was taken into custody at around 9:15 a.m. and transported to the Adams County Jail, where bond was set at $2,000. About an hour later, 35-year-old Michael Lakers of Creston was arrested at his residence for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. He was cited and released at the scene on a summons to appear in court. At the same time and place, 29-year-old Ryan M. Johnson of Creston was arrested for simple assault. He was also cited and released at the scene with a summons to appear in court. Elsewhere in state news, two separate accidents have taken the lives of two Marshalltown residents that occurred on Tuesday in Marshall County. Ken Hugie reports from Marshalltown.
The first occurred in the late afternoon as a vehicle driven by 72-year-old Terry Stubbs crashed after passing several other vehicles on Highway 30 east of Marshalltown. It then crashed onto the gravel shoulder. Stubbs was transported to UPH Marshalltown, where he later died. About 3 hours later, 59-year-old John St. Clair was killed when he failed to navigate a curve on Luray Road in rural Marshall County. St. Clair's vehicle rolled several times, and he and his pickup came to rest in a farm field.
And a teen has died after authorities say he leapt from a moving vehicle while fleeing police and was run over. That incident began just before 9 p.m. Monday when a deputy saw a vehicle on Interstate 380 that had been reported stolen out of Cedar Rapids and sought to pull it over. The Linn County Sheriff's Office said instead of stopping, the driver fled and a chase ensued along I-380 and onto State Highway 150. Investigators had acknowledged. A short time later, the driver and passenger bailed out of the moving car, which continued on and hit a house. The driver of the stolen car was struck by that vehicle as he jumped from it and died at the scene. The passenger was arrested. People inside the house that was hit by the car were not injured. Police have not named a driver killed or the passenger arrested as of this time, noting that both are juveniles. A Southeast Iowa man will be arraigned later this month for exposing himself to a teenager. He was sentenced last week to 2 years in prison for another child-related crime. Ellis Kojo reports from Ottumwa.
29-year-old Matthew Reynolds of Sigourney received a 2-year sentence for enticing a minor in Wapello County. The incident occurred in 2018. The sheriff's office says video evidence showed Reynolds driving a blue Pontiac in downtown Eldon and following a 9-year-old girl and her 10-year-old brother. Reynolds eventually rolled down a window and told the girl to get into the vehicle. Both children ran and were not harmed. Reynolds also faces an indecent exposure charge in Mahaska County. His arraignment for that case is scheduled for June 21st.
And a Whiting man is in custody and charged with second-degree murder following a Memorial Day shooting in rural Woodbury County that left one person dead and another injured. 20-year-old Marvin Hildreth Jr. is facing the murder charge and a charge of going armed with intent. Woodbury County Sheriff Chad Sheehan says emergency crews responded to a rural residence near Luton at around 1:30 p.m. Monday.
Upon arrival, a female and a male were found in the front yard of 1932 250th Street, suffering from apparent gunshot wounds.
40-year-old Russell Moore of rural Mapleton died at the scene of the shooting. A woman who has not been identified was shot in the leg and hospitalized with what were called non-life-threatening injuries. Sheehan said they had a good description of a vehicle, and a deputy saw that vehicle on Highway 141 less than 20 minutes after they arrived on the scene.
At approximately 1:48 p.m., a witness called in reporting the suspect vehicle was seen in the area heading south on Highway 75. Sergeant Tadlock, who was responding to the call, observed the suspect vehicle and conducted a traffic stop. The driver was alone in the vehicle and was taken into custody without incident.
Sheehan said the shooting suspect and victims knew each other, but the motive for the shooting was not known. He asks anyone with information on that incident to call the Sheriff's Department at 712-224-3333. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Tuesday had not reported any new positive COVID-19 tests or additional deaths over the previous 24 hours from 10 a.m. Monday to 10 a.m. Tuesday. It's unclear if those results were reporting or website errors issues, but the IDPH labs were, and the state's five COVID-19 tests were also closed on Monday for Memorial Day. On Wednesday, the state reports 204 additional positive cases of the virus for a pandemic total of 402,025 and two additional deaths for a total of 6,057. Deaths at Iowa's long-term care facilities amount to 2,367. Iowa's 14-day positivity rate remains at 2.3%. The 7-day positivity rate fell below 2% at 1.9% as of Wednesday morning. State health officials say 95 people were hospitalized with COVID-19. 21 patients are in an ICU. 10 patients with COVID or symptoms of it were admitted to a hospital, and 10 patients were on ventilators. In RMCC Region 4, those hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, there are two patients hospitalized with COVID or symptoms of the virus, one person with COVID in an ICU. There were no new admissions or persons on a ventilator to report in Region 4. And there are, once again, three long-term care facilities reporting active COVID-19 outbreaks instead of just two, as we had reported on Tuesday. There are a total of 20 positive cases among residents and staff at those LTCs and one person who has recovered. The facilities currently include the Great River Klein Center in Des Moines County, the Clarion Wellness and Rehab Center in Wright County, and Heritage Care and Rehab Center in Cerro Gordo County. Health Department data shows over 1.36 million people have completed a vaccine series in Iowa, and there have been nearly 2.8 million total doses administered. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.